Beethoven's Third Symphony, the Eroica, an instantly recognisable piece of music to classical music fans. But what's the connection between this famous symphony and a coal mine in North Bohemia? The answer lies here at Jeseří Castle, a Baroque jewel clinging precariously to a densely wooded hilltop in the Czech Republic's Krušné Hory, the mineral-rich Ore Mountains. The castle at Jeseří once belonged to the Bohemian aristocrat Prince Josef Franz von Lobkowitz, music lover and patron of Beethoven. And it was here in August 1804 that Eroica was performed in front of an audience for the very first time. But today, these words echo to a very different sound. These are bucket chain excavators, massive machines used for removing huge quantities of earth to allow access to the brown coal underneath. Jeseří Castle perches directly above the colossal Czechoslovak Army open-cast lignite mine. The private company that runs it says there's another 40 million tons of lignite within the mine's present boundaries, but more than 750 million tons lying outside them. Jan Rovensky is in charge of energy for the Czech branch of Greenpeace.
Well, from this place where we are just standing, we could see the town of Horní Hřetín, hamlet Černice, town of Litvínov and a chemical factory in Záluží. And all of these places would be destroyed in case that the borders of the mining will be removed. So some 2,200 people would lost their homes. Some 25,000 people will live for years at the edge of the mine, 500 meters away. And some 4,000 people would lose the work because of destruction of the chemical factory.
So all these buildings would be demolished, all these trees would be uprooted, and the landscape would look very much like the huge strip mine in front of us, this black earth exposed to the elements.
Yes, I think we could very good compare it to the moon landscape. I think there is nothing black on the moon, but, well, the structure is very similar. And it also means that the entire surface will be destroyed to the deep of 150 meters. If you definitely look on this huge open-cast mine, I think there are two thoughts which are jumping on my mind. The first one, how strong and powerful the mankind is. And second one, how stupid it is.
For the past 24 years, open-cast mining in North Bohemia has been subject to strict geographical limits. The excavators can only go so far. But there's substantial pressure to abolish these limits, introduced to protect human health and the environment after the fall of communism. And if they are lifted, the town of Horní Hřetín could find itself in the path of the excavators. Vladimír Buršt is the town's mayor.
Rozhodně v tuhle dobu nemůžeme říct, nebo v tuto chvíli nemůžeme říct, že máme vyhráno, to určitě ne.
At this moment in time, we certainly can't say that we've won. There's pressure on us from politicians and the mining companies. The politicians themselves are also under enormous pressure from the mining companies. On the other hand, I'm convinced that common sense will ultimately prevail, and the most importantly, a progressive vision of energy and the future of this country will triumph. That even the Czech Republic will start going in another direction.
Že se i Česká republika vydá jiným směrem, tedy, ne? Takhle.
The village where Vladimír Buršt was born, Albrechtice, once nestled in the valley below Jeseří Castle. Today, it no longer exists. I realized with a shock that I'd been looking right at it, or rather at where it used to be, before the wrecking ball moved in the early 80s. Now, there's just dirt. The fate of Horní Hřetín lies partly in the hands of the Trade and Industry Minister Jan Mládek. For now, he favours lifting the limits at a different brown coal mine. Expansion could take place there without demolishing any homes. So, for now at least, Horní Hřetín will not be demolished. But he told me he couldn't make any promises.
At this moment, we have done a lot of analysis and balance of coal consumption. And we came to the conclusion that at this moment we can say that coal under Horní Hřetín is not necessary. However, this is under one assumption, that our assumption about exploitation of Dukovany nuclear power plant will be fulfilled and the new blocks will be built over there. However, we are facing the risk that it may be closed earlier, and we are facing the risk that the building of the new blocks will be stopped somehow.
Back in Horní Jižetín, Greenpeace activists were busy putting together a camp which would host dialogue between activists and local people. Mayor Borscht says despite the town's uncertain future, it actually has an unusually young population. People like Radek Vrabel, a 21-year-old student born in the neighbouring city of Most, which was itself demolished in the 1960s and 70s to make way for coal.
If the limits are to be broken, then we have to move. And it's not just about the buildings, you know, it's just the life here, that we want to have a normal life, we want to relax, you know. It's like, it's pretty destructive to live here in this area for like 20 years and, you know, just speak about the limits, like, and you're not sure if, you know, if you can live here or not.
Environmental activists point out that the Czech Republic is the fourth biggest exporter of electricity in Europe and the seventh biggest in the world. It has six nuclear reactors, substantial deposits of both black and brown coal, which can be exploited without destroying houses and uprooting people, and lots of solar power. So, they say, demolishing towns shouldn't even be an option. But it's an option the government is clearly unwilling to take off the table. Rob Cameron, DW, in Horní Jižetín.